legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchigumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from somewhere in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Harpooning some tons with a couple of steel guns, when they left fully loaded for the river. Then later that night, when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wires made a tattletale sound when the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came sashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed ya." At 7 p.m., the main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Then later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. In a musty old hall in Detroit they prayed at the Maritime Cellars Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchigumee. Superior, they said, never gives up the dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.